And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
The Wild Side News is about to make one of the most important announcements that you will hear in your lifetime. There's a huge change happening on the planet right now, one you have dreamed about for a long, long time. It's a dream that will forge hope into our visions and save the wonder of life that we all cherish. It's happening here when we return on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Today, I have an historic announcement, one that will change the entire nature of the future of life on planet Earth. I'm serious, so I encourage all of my Earth-friendly listeners to get ready for some of the best information we've heard in many years. I will bring you this most important announcement during our second and third segments. Here's a clue. You may remember that I announced the Decade of Discovery during the first show of 2005. Well, it is official. The Decade of Discovery has been launched big time. And although the mainstream media seems to have missed this one, the Wild Side News will bring it to you first. Take notes, tell your friends, and get ready to move forward into a new age of, well, here's a clue, a giant, worldwide, highly financed, mainstream alliance of powerful, influential, wealthy men and women who, well, suddenly get it. So what is the good news? We'll cover this in segments 2 and 3. Now, following the news, I'm inviting you to add your voice to the voice of the Earth here on the Wild Side News. I'll tell you how. It's so easy these days. It's fun, it's cool, it's exciting, and I want you to become a regular contributor to the Voice of the Earth. So we've got a great show coming up. Let's start with the news and then get on with the show. And now, the news. A lot of things are happening around the world as the price of a barrel of oil this week reached $58. The U.S. House Energy Committee points to the record price as good reason to open up and expand oil and gas leases and exploration in the U.S. Representative Joe Barton of Texas, chairman of the committee, is pushing the bill which relies on relaxing restrictions on U.S. refinery constraints and reducing the number of special blends of U.S. gasolines. A very similar bill passed last year in the House, but never made it out of the conference last year. The bill also removes all liability from refineries which use the additive NTBE, methyl tertiary butyl ether, which is dangerous to health and showing up in water supplies throughout the nation. Meanwhile, a group of 31 former national security officials drafted a letter to President Bush encouraging him to allocate $1 billion to develop lighter, more fuel-efficient cars. The group, which included Robert McFarlane, Reagan's national security advisor, and James Woolsey, Central Intelligence Agency director under President Clinton, warned that continued dependence on foreign oil sources like Saudi Arabia pose a grave security and economic risk. Robert McFarlane stated, "If terrorists were to damage Saudi oil facilities, you're not talking about $100 per barrel oil. You're talking about well beyond that." The Group of Seven economies will call for the development of alternative energy sources in the face of record high prices for crude oil as they gather in Washington, D.C. next week. For the first time, the G7 is considering calling for the use of alternative sources, including renewable energy, and to promote energy efficiency. As we will learn later on in the show, the G7 needs to upgrade their languaging to get on message with the giant economic visionaries who are really changing the world. And in a somewhat related story, a Swiss ski resort is preparing to encapsulate its glacier with styrofoam over the summer to counter the effects of global warming, which is threatening to destroy 70% of Switzerland's glaciers in the next 30 years. The foam insulation, which can be stored and reused, would protect the valuable ice from exposure to the sun and the attendant melting, which is cutting off 15 feet of slopes each year. Lest anyone should doubt that things are heating up on the environmental front, let this last story serve as a momentous zinger for our side. And that's the news. Stay tuned for the most important announcement in the last 50 years, coming up in segments 2 and 3. The Wildside News is the voice of the Earth. Each week, I bring you timely interviews with a full spectrum of nature and Earth-friendly people. Well, now it's your turn. You may have noticed the new heading on the front page, The Voice of the Earth with Dave Foreman. Dave is our first contributor, who will be adding his thoughts when he wants to keep us thinking and moving in the right direction. I'm contacting lots of my previous guests and inviting them to add their voices to The Voice of the Earth. And now, it's your turn. I'll be adding a special category from our listeners. It will be your Voice of the Earth. Here is what is so wonderful. Thanks to the miracles of the modern age, it is now wildly simple to add your voice. I'm sure most of you have heard about the iPod, and now we hear about podcasting. What that is, quite simply, is that people can download the audio files from a website, put them on their iPads, iRivers, Nomads, Palms, iPacks, and listen to them when they want. It's podcasting. We'll be podcasting here on the Wildside News in the future, but for now, to get you ready, I'm asking that you send me your MP3 files. And assuming they are poignant and relevant and timely and elementally friendly, I will add your MP3 clip to your Voice of the Earth. In this way, your voice can be heard around the world. You'll be able to tell your friends about it. Tell them to listen to your thoughts by going to the Voice of the Earth and clicking on your clip, just like you do when you listen to any of the Wildside News segments. Is that cool? Many of you are asking, what? Well, it may not be for everyone, but for those who get it, let's get started. Here it is in 5 simple steps. 1. Record something between 1 and 5 minutes long. 2. Be sure to save it as an MP3 file. Now, I put a link to a free MP3 encoder on today's show page. Go there, download that, and you'll be able to take your files, however they're recorded, and turn them into the appropriate MP3 files. 3. Attach it in an email to me. 4. Put Voice of the Earth in the subject line. 5. Mail it to Wildside News at Cox.net. That's WILDSIDENEWS at Cox, COX.NET. I will listen to each piece. Now, unless you're too wacko, I'll post them on Your Voice of the Earth. What am I looking for? Your thoughts about nature, about the environment, about our world, about the world around you. When you go for a walk in the woods, take your little MP3 recorder and record some of your thoughts, the discoveries that you make along a trail. Commentary on the things that are important to you in your world. I like field reports about observations about new flowers or birds or sightings. Political reports about important issues, both national and local. And I can do music, but it has to be your own music. You have to perform it. And do understand that when you post original music on the internet, there's a chance that you may lose rights to reproduce it. But if you're comfortable with that, I can also do music. Now remember, these have to be within a 1 to 5 time frame. Now this is cool. Some of you may wish to become a correspondent on the Wildside News. When you send me your MP3 files, if they're relevant and timely, I may use them on the show. But again, remember, they have to be between 1 to 5 minutes. My email will not accept MP3 files any longer than that. And be aware that all contributions become part of the public domain. Be sure that all content is your creation. I don't want you reading someone else's material. I can't assume any responsibility for checking on ownership rights of copyrighted materials, so be cool. Why your Voice of the Earth? Because the future is us, and we have a lot to say. Let's talk about a few details on how to get this done. A lot of you know that you can record right on your PC or Mac if you have a microphone plugged in. Windows includes a recorder in the accessories folder in your start menu. Open it up, make sure a microphone is connected and working, hit record, and see what happens. Many PC recorders record in WAV files. That's .wav. The difference between these and MP3s is that the MP3s are much smaller. WAV files would take forever to upload or download. The easiest thing to do is to go out and get one of those snappy little MP3 player recorders. Many of them have a recording feature, and the little built-in microphones do an amazing job. Personally, I use an iRiver. I think they're a wonderful little MP3 recorder. You can get them at Staples or CompUSA or Circuit City. And typically right now, it's amazing, the prices are between $50 to $120, and they work great. With the MP3 recorder, you USB it to your computer, then you transfer the file, and it's ready. You could just email me that clip. You may want to do some editing. That's pretty exciting. Sony has a program called Sony Acid, it's a hot little program that allows you to do some really fancy editing really easily. And the price is, about $60. And then once you have that, you're ready to email me your MP3 files and add your voice to the voice of the earth. See how simple that is? Record something, make sure it's an MP3, email it as an attachment with your name, etc., to wildsidenews@cox.net. I'll contact you when your clip is posted. Then you will be part of the Wild Side News family. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Give it a try. Now, when we return, I'm going to give us all some truly historic, significant, meaningful news about our future. The world is forever new now, and we in the environmental movement have lots to be ready to celebrate about. So let the celebration begin when we return here on the Wild Side News, your voice of the earth.